Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
To you, welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air on the Big Unit of Bill Michaels Radio Joe across the board, and a cast of thousands all hanging out in here, including our IT guy Jason, who is fixing my phone at this point in time. So that being said, glad to have you today on a Tuesday, a sunshine Tuesday, even though there is the dark cloud of doom hanging over 1265 Lombardi Avenue. Everywhere else throughout the state of Wisconsin, at least has some sunshine to it, and will have for the next foreseeable future. Probably about the next 5 days, including Sunday, when Brett Hundley gets the start under center. 70 degrees and sunshine they are calling for, Joe. So your mom's first visit to Lambeau Field, albeit not with Aaron Rodgers under center, at least will be a worthwhile weather day. As we all know, in the state of Wisconsin this time of year, it can be anything from 75 degrees and sunny all the way down to 35 degrees and snow flurries. So that's where we stand now. Yesterday, The pink elephant in the room question was asked. I mean, you had to know it was coming. And this answer by Mike McCarthy had to be pre-planned for when this question came up. He was asked, what about Colin Kaepernick?
Would you entertain the idea of bringing Colin Kaepernick in to compete for that backup job?
Did you just listen to that question I just answered? Okay, I got 3 years invested in Brett Hundley, 2 years invested in Joe Callahan. The quarterback room is exactly where it needs to be, okay? We're fortunate to have a great quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. We're committed to the path that we're on. We need to play better as a football team. And Brett Hundley, he'll be starting this week, and Joe Callahan will be the backup.
There is nothing wrong with that answer. He knew the question was coming. There is nothing wrong with that answer. I know there are people criticizing Mike McCarthy today. I'm not going to be one of them. I've been telling you all along, that's not even a consideration. He emphatically said after the game on Sunday, he emphatically said yesterday, Joe Callahan is our quarterback, or not Joe Callahan, Brett Hundley is our quarterback, Joe Callahan is our backup. He emphatically said it. And he even said during the press conference on Sunday, we're not looking for outside people. We're not worry about personnel moves here.
He said it twice in the Sunday press conference.
Yes.
He said it.
He knew
towards
it was
the beginning
coming.
And at the very end of the press conference, he said again, Brett Hundley's our guy. And then before that question, the Kaepernick question, he said it again. This is what he said about Hundley and Callahan. This was like a couple of questions before he went off.
I got 3 years invested in Brett Hundley. I have great confidence in Brett Hundley. I got 2 years invested in Joe Callahan. It's a quarterback room that has structure, and there's a philosophy behind the development of it, and it will be applied to the game plan. So I feel great about the room. That's not really a concern of mine. I'm more focused on getting back to playing Green Bay Packer football, because yesterday was not anything where we needed to be. You give Minnesota credit for winning the game, but that we're not going to play like that no more.
The argument about the quarterback position is legitimate, but it is wait and see. And I said this yesterday, and I emphatically said it like Mike McCarthy. I know there's a lot of people that say, there's people signing petitions, and there's people that are saying it would be Tony Romo, or it would be this guy or that guy. And I said, look, maybe in 3 to 4 weeks, maybe it's a possibility. But right now, nah, baby, nah. They're not doing it. It isn't happening. And you know why? For the exact reason Mike McCarthy said. And this is the reason why, when you dig deeper. Mike McCarthy, can we all agree that Mike McCarthy perceptively is considered the quarterback? We talk about Mike McCarthy's quarterback school or quarterback class or quarterback tutelage or whatever you want to call it, okay? Whatever adjectives you want to throw up there. So he is perceptively a good quarterback's coach. He's a developer of talent. If you now have to run out and grab Colin Kaepernick, he is then admitting, you are then admitting, Ted Thompson is then admitting, he is not a cultivator of talent. He is not a guy that is able to get the best out of quarterbacks. Now, I've said all along, you can only do so much with what you have. Because remember, there has been Brian Brohm, Seneca Wallace, Vince Young, you have had Matt Flynn, you have had so many other quarterbacks, including Brett Hundley and Joe Callahan, run through this system. So many others. The guy that is the most talented by far, hands down, is Aaron Rodgers. How much did Mike McCarthy have in the ability to bring out the best of Aaron Rodgers? We don't know. We don't know. I'll tell you this. Aaron Rodgers was considered a first-round pick to begin with. We all know that. Aaron Rodgers, the day I met him at that rookie symposium, when you get a chance to go have lunch with these guys and sit down and talk to them, nobody sat there and had lunch with Aaron Rodgers. Nobody. It was all about the other guys. All about the other draft picks that were going to come in and help this team win for Brett Favre. Nobody sat there with Aaron Rodgers that particular day. I remember it like it was yesterday. There were people around Nick Collins. There was people around Terrence Murphy. There was people around Brady Papenga, Junius Kostin. Who else did they get? Will Whitaker, Mike Montgomery. All those guys were getting attention. Defensive tackles, wide receivers, defensive backs. These were the guys Terrence Murphy was going to come in and really solidify that wide receiving core for Brett Favre. Nobody gave two craps about Aaron Rodgers because you had Brett Favre. He was a backup quarterback. He wasn't even a popular pick. It was booed. We sat there in front of, 2,000-3,000 people inside the atrium. Myself, Wayne Larrabee, we're all in that dais up there, and we're sitting there, and here it comes, and the Green Bay Packers select with the 24th overall pick in the 2005 NFL draft, Aaron Rodgers, quarterback out of So that day, I sat there with Aaron Rodgers and talked to him, and I'd been doing this since 1992, where I was kind of officially in the media. I was blown away by that guy. Blown away. Not because of his physical ability, but because of the mental ability. The most intelligent guy I'd ever spoken to in the NFL ranks. And you got to remember, at the time, I was working at WLW in Cincinnati. And I only mention that because the guys that I was working with, filling in for and working with on the side was Boomer Esiason and Chris Collinsworth, who were both doing shows there at the time. And those guys are incredibly smart. Aaron Rodgers comes in and just blows me away. I'm just like, wow. Not only in 24 hours, the guy knew the history of the Green Bay Packers, but he was already deciphering the NFL offense, looking at defenses. I mean, the guy had a massive chip on his shoulder. And I said to him at the time, if your physical ability is half as good as your mental ability is right here, right now, you're going to be a Hall of Famer. And he kind of laughed. He laughed, thanks, said thanks, we shook hands, and then he went about his business, I went about mine, and I went over and talked to everybody else, Nick Collins and Terrence Murphy and everybody. But so I don't know how much Mike McCarthy developed Aaron Rodgers. I really don't. But if they go out and get Colin Kaepernick, which is not going to happen since he's suing the league anyway, if they go out and get Colin Kaepernick, if they go out and get Tony Romo or make phone calls to anybody else, they're admitting that not only did the pick that they chose not pan out and it wasn't very good, but that if it is a good pick, Mike McCarthy's not capable of coaching him up. You know they're not going to say that. That's why I knew from the very beginning, don't even ask the question. It is the pink elephant in the room. But you knew the answer was coming. Like the Cannonball Express down the track, it was coming. That he was going to punch you in the face to say, don't you dare ask me that question again. And then he goes on to say about the defense and about everybody else stepping up. He's 100% correct. His team played like garbage in that game on Sunday. Team. There was a lot of individuals that played well. But overall, as a team, garbage. A defense that has no clue how to tackle. And I said that yesterday. That's embarrassing. If I'm a high school football coach, I'm grabbing that game and I'm putting it on the video and I'm saying, look, these guys are pros. They're being paid. And look how fundamentally inept they are at tackling. The mere act of tackling was pathetic. Not setting the edge, trying to chase down ball carriers. Pass interference, grabbing, holding, everything else that goes along with it, and the inability to flat out tackle. Not by all, but by many. And then you look at the offensive line. Well, the offensive line is just banged up. I mean, there's only so much you can do with it. Okay? I'm not going to sit here and say, well, you know, misses by Bakhtiari and company. Well, they're banged up. I mean, that's injuries aren't an excuse, but they are. Again, pink elephant in the room, people. The one guy that's playing unforgivable right now that they're tied to, hey, Martellus Bennett, if you're listening, go to a surgeon and have your head pulled out of your ass. He's just when you start to believe in him, drop passes, miss blocks, lazy blocks. Terrible play. That's the kind of play that got you run out of town in Chicago when they looked at you and said, you're nothing. And then you went into Belichick's camp and you said, okay, I got to straighten myself up or I'm not going to get paid anymore. And you did. You won a Super Bowl. I don't know what's going on now, but if you're going to play like this, just go milk cows and save everybody the time and save the Packers the money. But that team played like garbage. Now, huge mental letdown after the leader of your team goes down with a broken collarbone. You didn't know it was broke, but you knew he wasn't coming back in that ballgame. Huge letdown. Understandable. The very same way when Jordy went down with the leg injury, that it just sucked the air out of the balloon, okay? Understandable. But Mike McCarthy's right when he gets upset and says, this team has to play better. You better believe it. You better believe it. Mike McCarthy, Dom Capers, every coach on that team, Joe Witt Jr., including Ted Thompson. You got a lot to work on, man, if you think this team's even close to a Super Bowl team without Aaron Rodgers. Because your defense now has to be top 10. Your offensive line has to come together. Your wide receivers, Geronimo Allison said it last night. He said, we now have to. Jordy Nelson stood up in the meeting yesterday. If you didn't listen to the show last night, you're going to hear portions of that coming up a little bit later on today. But Jordy Nelson stood up in the receivers meeting yesterday and looked at every receiver, Geronimo Allison said, and said, guys, we have to practice the exact way we're going to play. Because we all now have to get in timing and rhythm with our new quarterback. We have to practice that way. That's leadership. And I hope he was looking at Martellus Bennett along the way and saying, oh, by the way, you may want to throw a block every now and then. It doesn't look like you're trying to whiff a bull. Ole! He's just better off standing up and going, here he comes! Look out! Yelling to Brett Hundley. Terrible. All right, I've said my piece. Bring on the phone calls. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com. Toll-free talk line. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
This is the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Entertaining idea of bringing Colin Kaepernick in to compete for that backup job?
Did you just listen to that question I just answered? Okay, I got 3 years invested in Brett Hundley, 2 years invested in Joe Callahan. The quarterback room is exactly where it needs to be, okay? We're fortunate to have a great quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. We're committed to the path that we're on. We need to play better as a football team. And Brett Hundley, he'll be starting this week, and Joe Callahan will be the backup.
Those are the words of Mike McCarthy. Welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show. Let me back something up here. So I had talked about the weather this coming weekend. I went to bed last night, Joe, and I went to bed rather late. Normally, I don't stay up past, you know, like 11 o'clock. I went to bed a little bit later last night. I got to admit, I went to bed. I'm watching one of the local news stations out of Milwaukee that says, sunny through the week, going to be in the 70s, great weekend coming up, the whole thing, and talked about football weather being 70 and sunny. So Michael tweets me. Yeah, by the way, you can tweet us, at @Bill_Michaels or at Radio Joe Sports, at @Bill_Michaels. He says, Lambeau Field weather, Sunday, 62 degrees, 60% chance of rain. And I'm like, there's no way. So I pull up my trusty dusty app, the pocket Doppler that I have. Sure enough, not only is it supposed to be 62 with a 60% chance of rain on Sunday, but Saturday has now turned into crap at 71 and chance of showers and thunderstorms 40%.
Some of the bullshit that went on there.
That's exactly right. See, this is the reason you never stray away from our buddy Drew Burgoyne or Mark Baden. You never stray away from them. They've always steered me correct. I must have been, I got to admit, last night I had had one Bud Light as I was working, and maybe somebody roofed me, and I don't know what happened because the weather person that I was watching last night, again, might have been hanging out with Martellus Bennett and therefore Cranius Rectus Invertus. Amazing how 24 hours can change. There you go. Had to back that up, though. Had to make the correction. And whenever we say something and it's erroneous, we always have a good staff of people that are listening to the program that go, wait a minute, that's not right.
And then you just listen to that question I just answered.
Exactly. Exactly. 855-830-8648 if a line becomes available. Again, you can get a hold of us on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, at @Bill_Michaels. I encourage you to follow us there. At Radio Joe Sports as well. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Cousins. Cousins, they believe in better. They right now have the brisket. They've got all kinds of good stuff going on over there with the Wisconsin cheddar cheese and all kinds of good stuff. Crispy pickles, onions, you name it, they've got it. All at Cousins Subs. Stop in, grab it. You can also download the app on your Apple and your Android phone. It's Cousins Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And you can also say that they believe in better. There's Drew Burgoyne. There's Drew Burgoyne tweeting me. We always welcome you back. You know what, Drew? I made a mistake. I ventured off into territory that I never normally do, and I was erroneous in my way. So Drew Burgoyne, the meteorologist, a true meteorologist, by the way.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. Over at CBS 58. Thank you, Drew. All right, let's get to the phone calls.
Thank you, Bill.
Mike, look, I got you back, bro. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Greenfield. Mike, how you doing, man?
Hey, just to follow up as a side note to what you just said.
Yes.
I missed my calling. How can you have a job where you're right 50% of the time, you have millions of dollars of equipment, and you still keep your job, and you still make a decent amount of money?
See, that's the reason Drew and Mark, they keep their jobs. I don't know how other people do it sometimes. I really don't. I don't know. I think for every time you get it really wrong, you should have to give money back.
Exactly. My thoughts exactly.
Yeah, yeah. There'll only be a couple people making money in this market. Okay, go ahead.
But not to have ADHD, and let's keep the subject on track here, with McCarthy, leave the guy alone. I mean, he's under the gun. He's got to put a product on the field to still sell tickets, and we all know what may happen to some of these ticket holders, okay? He's always patched up things and managed with what he has to work with. Same with Capers. Leave Capers alone. All you people out there, think before you talk. Don't put your foot in your mouth. You don't know what kind of pressure they're under right now. We've been spoiled.
They're under a ton of pressure right now, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Here's the thing. I can remember, Bill, when you were with the other station.
The other station.
Rogers stepped on the field, and you said, now, everybody calm down, stay calm, carry on. You'll be fine. And look what happened.
Yep.
So the same thing. With it, you know. You got to get real game playing time to get experience. There's an obvious reason why the Packers have who they have on their roster. Give Hundley a chance. Stand behind the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be a cup half full. And by the way, going back to the weather, how can you say it's partly cloudy? I think that's a cup half full.
That is.
Half empty. Cup half full would be it's partly sunny.
Partly sunny.
But anyway, I want to be partly sunny. I'm going to look at the cup half full here. I'm kind of segueing into this, what I want to say.
All right.
Back the team up, no matter what. As Bart Starr says, it takes a lot of courage to back a team up through thick and thin. It's not just, you know, the gravy train here.
Sure.
Let's just back the people up and see what happens. We've got two great quarterbacks. We have unknown commodities. No one's seen them on the field yet.
Well, wait. We have two quarterbacks, one great, one we don't know about.
Well, time will tell with that.
Right.
Let's shake it
right
out and let's take it game by game. Yeah. I think we still have a chance.
Yep. I appreciate the phone call. Look, you're sitting at 4-2. Or no, 4-2? Yeah, 4-2. Okay, I was thinking I was getting ahead of myself.
Are you okay?
I'm not. I got all fired up this morning.
It feels like your brain's going
to
explode.
Yeah, I got all fired up this morning. I came in all ready to just loaded for bear after I heard the Mike McCarthy thing, because I just thought, man, there's just some people out there. You know what? There's so many people out there that would be better off if they just listened to the show and just parroted what we said.
Stay positive, Bill.
I'm positive that there's a lot of idiots in the world.
Well, there are.
There are. I'm positive of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mostly sunny side. Because I'm positive there's idiots in this world. By the way, I have not in any way, shape, or form been right all my life. The one thing I can claim, two things I can claim. One is I guaranteed the Badgers would beat LSU. And two, I said Aaron Rodgers would be a damn good quarterback. Give him a minute. For the people that were screaming and yelling for Brett Favre.
Anything else you want to guarantee right now?
No, not right now.
Okay.
No, I'm good. I know when to hedge my bets.
Not like Badgers win the national championship, or the Bucks get to the Eastern Conference Finals, or the Packers with Brett Hundley get to the Super Bowl.
No, going to do that. Thinking that. Let me say this. I'm thinking the Badgers. I think a lot of Badgers fans are holding their breath. But I'll tell you right now, I sat here and went over a lot of stats and things last night and looked at this Badger team. The Badgers don't do anything spectacular, but they're balanced. There's not a lot of balanced teams right now in college football. You're either really stellar on defense or stellar on offense. There's not a lot of in-between for some of these teams. The Badgers are set up to where you got to take it a game at a time. The cliche is the cliche. But if you go a game at a time, just roll your schedule, then your toughest game should be the Big Ten championship game, either against Ohio State or Penn State. And looking at both of those teams, they're both beatable. You just have to keep it close. And then going into that fourth quarter, where if you look at the Badgers' numbers in the second half of ball games this year, I mean, they're just like stupid. It's like they go in at halftime and say, okay, now we should play, right? Okay. And then they come out and just destroy people. If you look at their numbers. So, I mean, their point differential in the second half of ball games is just out of their minds.
Well, on this defense, just they don't give up any points in the second half either.
So all they have to do is get there and put themselves in the Final Four, and they have a legitimate shot at maybe not winning, but at least getting to a national title. They've just got to continue to, because Hornibrook is not going to be a guy that's going to throw you down the field consistently. He has his moments, but he has more moments that look inept than apt. But because they have such a good defense, they have a good balanced running attack, and once they get their full complements of weapons back and they get their tight end back, I really believe this team's going to have enough to make that run. Whether they get there, I'm not guaranteeing anything, but this is set up for them beautifully. And all you have to do right now is just say, don't stub your toe.
There's two things I'll say, and then we need to get to Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel. Talk more Packers. Number one, I'm going to be an Alex Hornibrook apologist, and I get it. I know there's a lot of Badger fans that are just not impressed by what he's been able to put together. The interceptions, the bad throws, the scrambling, just, you know, throw it away, Alex, and he's not doing it. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he is still developing as a quarterback. Get back to me at the end of the season. And if there is nothing that Alex Hornibrook can do to improve as a quarterback, because after what I saw in that BYU game, I thought, that's what we can, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Give me more of that. Give me something close to that without the mistakes.
He hasn't done the BYU thing since.
Right.
It's just like everything came together in that game.
And that's the thing. People are like, well, he's garbage. He sucks. We have to keep in mind that he has yet to play a full season by himself. Last year, he played in most of the games, but it was that back and forth between him and Bart Houston. I'm just saying, let's see if Alex Hornibrook can make progress here for the rest of the year. Because the bottom line is this. As you said it, they're balanced. Defense is good. The running game is good.
There's nothing great about them. It's just they're balanced.
They're balanced. But if we're talking about winning the Big Ten championship and then trying to get to the Final Four and trying to advance in the Final Four, because now they're top five here in the AP poll, it hinges on Alex Hornibrook and whether or not he can make a big step forward. Because if he can make a big step forward, now you have a pretty solid passing game. You have an unbelievable running back in Jonathan Taylor, and you have a defense that I think is one of the most underrated defenses right now in college football. That is a formula for some serious success. So that's what I'm looking at. And I'll make a guarantee, they're in the Big Ten championship. The beating Purdue, really, there's really not more else you can do. You can afford a loss now in the Big Ten, especially against, you've got three Big Ten East teams you're going up against. You can take a loss against them and still run away with the Big Ten West, because the Big Ten West is awful. So I'll guarantee they're in Indianapolis in December. But depending on how far they go, Bill, it's going to hinge on Hornibrook. That's what it is. But I'm not ready to jump the ship on this guy. I'd say just, guys, give him a little bit more time. A little bit more time.
Let's do this. Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're going to talk some Packers football when we come back. Hang in there, everybody else. KJ, Roger, Corey, Dale, and a cast of thousands on the hole. We'll get to you. Promise. More of the Bill Michaels Show after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Corrected the game. It was a poor performance as a football team. One I'm frustrated by the fact, because when the mental mistakes are what they were yesterday, that's something I take very personal from the chair of the head coach. So it was important to get those things corrected today and apply it to the Saints preparation. So we started working on the Saints here at the later part of our meetings, and this is going to be a big game for us.
Welcome back to the program. The Green Bay Packers with their sights set on Super Bowl 52, LII, whether or not they get there. We'll have to wait and see. The Bill Michaels Show will be there, though. Going to be there. Compliments of our sponsor, Stenny's, one of the best sports bars in all of Wisconsin. The best one in the city of Milwaukee, that's for sure. Second in national. Always stop into Stenny's. Best wings around. Pizza Del Rey in Eau Claire, Wisconsin as well. Go in and say hi to JR and his staff. Terrific pizza buffet there. And also our buddy Dwayne from Cover It All in Wausau. And they get it done. Go to coveritall.com, coveritall.com, and tell them I sent you. Dwayne, follow Dwayne on Facebook. Some of the work that he does for boats and awnings and all that kind of stuff for businesses, man, he does some fantastic, fantastic work there. And they're all going to be with us again this year at Super Bowl in Minneapolis. We'd love to see the Green Bay Packers and all the writers and reporters be there. Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tom, first of all, thanks for taking a couple of minutes. But Mike McCarthy emphatic about not just Brett Hundley, but the entire team. I said yesterday and today, the entire team didn't play well after Aaron Rodgers went down. I don't think it's just on Brett Hundley's shoulders, do you?
No. The defense didn't play very well either. A ton of missed tackles. If defense plays better and the running game, they commit a little bit more to the running game, that game is winnable. It's not like they couldn't have won that game with Hundley. Now, it was the way that the offensive line fell apart, that pretty much decided how it was going to go. But it wasn't like, they were blown off the field. They had a chance, but they played so poorly that, they didn't give themselves a chance.
The only thing that confused me was the fact that Mike McCarthy, and I granted there's a loyalty factor there, but Aaron Jones just looked like a running back. And, to throw the stats out the window, I've said it time and again, he had a good jump cut, he had a good read, he just had a feel for the running game, and yet they hurry up and get Ty Montgomery back in there. Was that more for pass protection at that point? Because I didn't understand why you wouldn't go back to the guy that just ran for over 125 yards in the game prior.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. I honestly have no idea why they went that way. They needed someone with a little bit of bounce, someone who could take it outside. The Vikings are a fast defense, and you got to play fast, and Aaron Jones plays fast, and Ty Montgomery doesn't. And I really, to this day, do not know why they did that, why they started Montgomery. I mean, I really thought that Jones showed that he deserves to be the top back right now.
That was the only question I had coming out of that ball game. Now, my other question to you is this, and we know the defense has to play better. You know, I said all along, with Aaron Rodgers, you keep him in the top 15 defensively, and most likely you're going to win a lot of games, go deep into the postseason. Without Aaron Rodgers, this defense almost has to be a top 10 defense. And the question is, do you think they even have that capability in them?
Questionable. I think if they can get healthy, if they can get Kevin King back, Kevin King is a key part of this whole thing, just because I think he gives them a lot of stability at corner. He's going to be a lot better player in a couple of years, but right now he's pretty solid. And he gives you a chance to match up against some bigger receivers. And he's not going to blow coverages very often. So that's the stable part of it. And they need him back. And then, of course, Morgan Burnett is a huge part of their defense. I thought their defense was starting to come around a little bit. And just... You know, I don't know. I don't know if they have enough pass rush. I don't know if they have enough corners to last the whole year. But, you know, on the surface, you would think that they could at least be in the top 15. So we'll see. I don't know. They have a lot of work to do.
I watched Ha Ha Clinton Dix, and one of the adjectives yesterday that was used was he looked lost. And I went back and watched that game last night, and there's times he looked lost. I mean, how has his game in ways regressed?
Yeah, I wonder if having to call the plays affected him in a way that, you know, it sort of was maybe uncomfortable for him, something he hadn't done before, and focused. And he had to be more focused on that than he did on his game. So I wonder if that had an impact on him. But he came into the game not playing that well. And he's taken some bad angles. He hasn't really been around the ball. I don't know what's going on with him other than maybe this nitro package has kind of taken him out of the mix a little bit. It's kind of put him in the deep middle and really just not allowed him to be as versatile as he was last year when he and Burnett both kind of played up in the box or alternated going up in the box. So I think it's kind of a different game for him when they go to that nitro package.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's played bad. It's just there's times in that game he just didn't look like himself. And I agree with you. It looks like he's just a little out of sync right now. Have you ever, in all your years of covering, taking the step back, seen this many injuries and this many just guys dropping like flies covering the National Football League? This has been something that's just been all head-scratching to me.
Yeah, this year seems a little bit worse, but I know I've gone through years where everybody said this is the worst it's ever been. And, you know, I don't have any data to really back it up, but you sort of think that when you're in the midst of it and you're seeing it, it's happening all around the NFL, you think, okay, this is the worst it's been. But I bet there's been worse times. I don't know if the Packers have been hit worse in one single game, you know, or coming into the game with the number of guys out and then the number of guys that dropped out. That was pretty significant to lose three starting offensive linemen and start out with three starters in your secondary out. That's pretty unprecedented. Six starters out.
Talking with Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now, you've watched the progression of Brett Hundley over the years. And I mean, I watched him in his first training camp, and the quick out passes were high. They were inaccurate. Downfield, he was pretty good, and on the move, he was pretty good. But that the simple passes are what seemed to be his bugaboo. By the end of that season, he corrected a lot of that, and he started to look pretty good. Last year, he ends up hurt. So give me your thoughts in watching the progression of Brett Hundley. What do you think he brings to the table?
Well, it's kind of hard to say because he hasn't been in hasn't had to play with the speed of the game. He hasn't been around these receivers. I was not impressed by him during training camp. I thought he didn't have a very good camp. McCarthy might would probably disagree, but I just didn't think he moved the team all that much. And really, that's in preseason, that's what you look for. Can a guy move the team up and down the field? And I didn't see that. I didn't see him throwing on the run a lot, being very accurate or making very many plays outside of the pocket. So I think it's very possible that they were trying to fit him into a round peg into a square, or the other way around, I guess, a square peg into a round hole. I think they're going to have to change the offense to fit his skills a little bit. Some of the stuff that Aaron Rodgers does is not the strength of Brett Hundley. And I have a feeling by the time this season is over, the offense is going to look a lot different than it does right now.
Talking with Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, one more thing before I let you go, and that is I know Mike McCarthy emphatic about not bringing any other quarterbacks in. They have 3 years invested in Brett Hundley. Is this one of those situations where we look at Mike McCarthy and say, over the years, quarterbacks have not been able to stick. They have not been able to perform. So the whole the perception of Mike McCarthy being the quarterback guru, does a lot rest now on Brett Hundley being successful?
Sure, absolutely. They've invested a lot of time and coaching. This is not only on McCarthy, but it's on Ted Thompson as well. I mean, this is the guy they've decided is their number two. And don't forget, they got rid of Taysom Hill, a guy who was 27 years old, but had a lot of poise, I thought, and a lot of upside. And they did it because they thought they had Brett Hundley and that Brett Hundley could win games. So it's kind of both of them. If Brett Hundley doesn't pan out, it's a check mark on the wrong side of their ledger.
Tom, always good to chat with you, buddy. I'm sure we're going to talk more down the road about this team as it moves forward. I appreciate it, okay?
No problem, Bill.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. We are going to be at the Glass Palace coming up this Thursday. Light Palace or Glass Palace, Joe? Light Palace?
Light
Palace. I knew I screwed it up. Light Palace, Cudahy, Thursday night. We're going to be there 6 to 8. We have Kevin Holden from CBS 58. We have Bart Winkler from Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan out of Milwaukee coming. We hope that you're going to be there. The Bud Girls are going to be there. We will see you all brought to you by Bud Light at the Light Palace.
I'm going to try and whip up a drop for you so you can remember that it's not.
Go for it.
I'll have it for you shortly.
I'll need that.
The next time you tease it, I'll have it ready.
Those people over at the Light Palace right now are cringing every time I even begin to talk about their place. But I'll know it by the time I leave there. I guarantee it. So come on out and see us this coming Thursday night, 6 to 8 over at the Light Palace in Cudahy. Hope to see you there. It's the Bill Michaels Huddle, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Roger, Corey, cast of thousands, all on hold. Back to phone calls. Your thoughts coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Now, that's a way to make me remember the Light Palace coming up this Thursday night. We have seen the light. How are we looking? Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels Show being brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. Stop in and get your Packers tumblers. $19.99 with any in-store purchase at any participating Quick Trip all throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Stop in and check it out. No fee ATMs. Terrific Karuba coffee bar. Just go in there and fill that thing up. It's a lot of goodness. Need a lot of liquid therapy right now. Welcome back to the program. Let's go back to the phones, talk to Roger and Cudahy. Roger, welcome to the program, man. What's up? Roger. Let's go to Corey. Corey and Catit. Corey, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good, Bill. How are you today?
Doing well today, man. What's going on in your mind?
That's good. Say, man, what I want to call and talk about is I think the CBA agreement is finally catching up with the NFL as far as no contact during the week during practice. And relating to injuries and this way our Green Bay Packers aren't tackling, it's kind of a thing you see across the NFL, don't you think?
We're seeing it, across the board. It's not just the Packers. Between the injuries and some of the play that is somewhat head-scratching, yeah, we're seeing a lot of this, not just in Green Bay, but it matters in Green Bay because we give a damn more about the Green Bay Packers than we do about everybody else.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. But maybe the next new agreement, they'll allow a little contact during the week so our NFL can put a better product on TV.
I've said that for a while, that I understand, appreciate the phone call, that I understand about player safety. I really do. There has to be a walkable line. You have to learn how to take hits, shed hits, deflect hits, give hits, and every year they back off, and every year there seems to be more injuries. Now, Tom Silverstein, I don't have it. He said the same thing. We don't have tangible evidence sitting here in front of us that there's more injuries now than ever before. I mean, maybe the NFLPA just says, hey, look, we're bigger, stronger, faster. We're taking better care of our bodies. The game is more ferocious. It's younger. And that may all play into it as well. I don't dispute that. But I just can't remember seeing as much as I've seen, and I'm not just talking about the Packers, just as many devastating injuries as I've seen, specifically over the last two or three weeks, man, it's been just out of control. Stick around. Coming up the next hour, Brian Billick, the Super Bowl winning head coach and the NFL Network analyst. He will join us at the bottom of the next hour. More after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.